Welcome everybody back. We're still continuing on our approach, conversations with Hashem. And we've missed several weeks, but actually using this approach, it's not as consequential because we're not looking for the theme of the Parsha, we're looking for a conversation from Hashem or to Hashem in the Parsha. Of course, that's a challenge for Sefer Devarim, because Sefer Devarim is almost all just Moshe talking. But when we have to, we say that Moshe is talking the words of Hashem, which is always the case. So I'd like to start off with conjuring up in our minds a very familiar scene. We've probably been on one side or the other of this scene. A child is at the doorstep of his familial home with his parents standing there, and he is about to leave. It may be to go to school, it may be just to go on a trip, or it may just be to go for the day. And the child could be of any age, young or old. And the parents, as they see him walk away, before he's out of earshot, they all yell, "Remember blank," or "Don't forget blank." They've got to get those last few words of, you know, this is the most important thing. I'd like to, just for fun, go around the room and everybody say, if your child was leaving, what would you say? Remember or blank or don't forget. Okay, we'll go around the room. Don't forget to be careful on the road.
Don't forget my birthday.
Don't forget to say please and thank you.
Don't forget your manners, right?
Don't forget your cell phone.
Don't forget your cell phone. Very good. Steve?
Don't forget your money.
Don't forget your money. Don't leave home without it, right? Herb?
Don't forget to say your brachas.
Very good.
Jeff? Maybe it's too warm for this, but don't forget your sweater.
Don't forget your sweater. All right. Ira?
Don't forget to take your medicine.
Don't forget your medicine. Good. That's what the children say back to the parents.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Avadia?
Call your mother.
Don't forget to call your mother. Yeah. Very good. Mark?
That's what I was going to say. Don't forget to call or don't forget to write.
Don't forget to call. Don't forget to write. Don't forget to email.
Email. Yeah. Well, they will. They only have to know two words.
What?
Money.
Ron?
Well, I said something. Thank my two oldest sons that just left for Israel. So get the most out of Torah that you can get in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Dina?
Others have said it, but I would say don't forget to call me.
Don't forget to call.
Be careful. Call me if you're going to be late.
Very good. Very good. Sam?
Someone took mine, so I got to make up another one. Don't forget to eat kosher.
Don't forget to eat kosher. All right. Terry, you've had the longest time to think about it.
Yeah, actually, when you brought it up, you know, today, just about 2 hours ago, my granddaughter came over for breakfast, and she's leaving for school today, and one of her friends came over, so it's just very timely.
Mm.
And I remember, because I was trying to think of something I could say, so I told her, be sure and take as many of your friends whom you meet up there to shul on Yontif.
Great. Very good. So, what better conversation than to hear Moshe / Hashem telling us, remember and don't forget, because you're going to say the most important things that come to your mind, as we all have. So thank you for that nice exercise. How many times in the Torah does Hashem say, remember or don't forget? How many times? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. One of them is in this week's Parsha. That's why I'm mentioning it. This one is Amalek. Remember, it says both remember and don't forget.
Yeah.
Remember what Amalek did to you. The very end of the Parsha on the way when you were leaving Egypt, that they attacked you, and you shall not forget. Okay, so that's one. How many other times in the whole Torah? Okay, that's one.
Two. There's another place on Amalek, right?
Are those the only two?
Okay, it does say many times, but particularly when you hear the word Zachor.
Okay.
Remember. Remember. So our tradition tells us, and this is based on actually Kabbalistic sources, not that you need Kabbalah in order to count it, but that the Kabbalah teaches that there are six times in the Torah where the word Zachor is used, and the Kabbalah says that it is appropriate to say the six remembrances, the Sheish Zachiros, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in a Siddur, a daily Siddur at the end of Shacharis, it has several extra readings. And the first of the extra readings is the Sheish Zechiros, the six remembrances. It also has the 13 principles of faith, Ani Ma'amin. It has the Ten Commandments. It has the section of Teshuvah, which is from Nitzavim, which is coming up in a few weeks. The section on Yira, fear of God. The section dealing with Aman, the manna, that's supposed to be propitious for a person and his livelihood, etc. But the very first extra reading is Sheish Zechiros. So I thought that we could take a listen to what the Sheish Zechiros are and try to imagine that we're listening to that father or mother on the doorstep, and what is it that they're saying? You've got to remember this, no matter what you do. And according to these sources, every day make sure you remember them. So the order that's in the Siddur, it's not in the order of the appearance in the Torah. Most of them, by the way, are in Devarim. 5 out of 6 are in Devarim. 1 is in Shemos. That's the one on Shabbos. I couldn't figure out exactly what the reason, what the order of the Siddur is. I would like to just put them in order of how they occurred. You know, the events that we are to remember, the chronological order of those events. Just because I didn't know how to explain the order here. I couldn't figure out the pattern. But I would like to share them with you, and then what does each one represent in terms of a take-home message that we are to remember. So, in order of chronology, the first remembrance, which is a quote from Devarim 16:3, that is Parshas Re'eh, Lo sochal alav chametz, it's about Pesach, do not eat the Pesach offering with chametz. Lo sochal alav chametz, shivas yamim tochal alav matzos lachemoni, 7 days shall you eat matzos, poor man's bread, ki b'chipazon yatzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim, because in haste you went out of the land of Egypt, leman tizkor esyom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecha, so that you will remember the day of your departure from the land of Egypt all the days of your life. Now this verse, in addition to being one of the zechiros, one of the remembrances, is also the source of the biblical commandment to mention and to recite and to recall verbally the exodus of Egypt every day. And that is why when we read the Shema, in addition to the first two paragraphs, which contained the Shema, the third paragraph was added. Because the third paragraph talks about the tzitzis, but also, Laman tizkuru, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyos lachem le'elokim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt to be for you a God. That is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to mention verbally the exodus of Egypt every single day. I want to also, as we go along, notice if there is a mitzvah that comes out of the statement, how often should the statement be remembered or said, and whether it should be done verbally or whether it's enough to remember it mentally. So the first one, which is remember the day that you left Egypt, yes, it is a mitzvah, and it is a daily mitzvah, twice daily, actually. In the Haggadah it says, Ben Zoma says, I never knew the source for reciting the Exodus every day and every night. That's what he's talking about. So it is a mitzvah twice daily to remember the Exodus. So that's number one. Number two, in order of chronology, would be what Amalek actually did to us. Okay, now it's in this week's Parsha, at the end of chapter 25, verses 17 to 19. It recalls what Amalek did. Zachor es asher asa locha Amalek baderech tetzeicha mimitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Egypt. Asher korcha baderech. So we had just left Egypt. That's why it's the next thing. Asher korcha baderech vayizanei v'cho kol hanechesh sholim acharecha v'yato ayeif v'yogea v'lo yorei alokim. That he happened upon you on the way, and he struck those of you who were hindmost, all the weaklings at your rear when you were faint and exhausted, and he did not fear God.
And
It shall be that when Hashem your God gives you rest from all your enemies all around, in the land that Hashem your God gives you as an inheritance to possess it, you shall wipe out the memory of Amalek from under the heaven. You shall not forget. So the event that is called upon us to remember is the attack that Amalek waged against us when we left Egypt. And we know that's actually told after the Song of the Sea in Bishalach. That's the narration of the story. But we know from our sages that they attacked us when we were faltering. We were wavering in our faith. That's when Amalek attacked us. And we have to remember what Amalek did. Is that a mitzvah? Is Zachor a mitzvah? To remember Amalek?
Purim.
Okay, the Shabbos before Purim is called Shabbos Zachor. We have to read this again. This is independent reading. It's a separate Torah is taken out, and we read these three verses. It's called Shabbos Zachor, Parsha Zachor. That is a mitzvah to read this. In addition to the weekly Parsha of this week, we have to read it aloud in shul. It's a biblical commandment, according to some authorities. According to other authorities, it's not a biblical commandment, but we follow that it is. How many times? How often? Once a year. Okay? So the first Zachor, Egypt, is a twice daily mitzvah. Amalek is an annual mitzvah. Interesting.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not exactly a mitzvah to read from the Torah every week.
Which one?
Period.
That's not a Torah mitzvah. The Torah reading that we have on Shabbos is a rabbinic mitzvah.
Because we ended up reading it twice a year.
Yeah, we end up reading it twice a year.
But you have to hear it once.
Yeah. Okay. You know which rabbi instituted the Torah reading? A very authoritative rabbi. His name was Rabbi Moshe. It was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh.
That was his first act of office, was to institute a Torah reading every Shabbos. Number three, in chronology, that's a quote from Devarim, Parshas Ve'eschanan, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. This one actually does not use the word Zachor, but it does use the term do not forget. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the people, Raki shomer lecha ushmar nafshecha me'od pen tishkach et hadvarim asher ra'u einecha ufen yasuru milvavcha kol yamei chayecha ve'odatam levonecha v'livnei vonecha. Only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, lest you forget the things that your eyes have beheld, and lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. What? Next verse, Yom Asher Amadat Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev, Demor Hashem Elai Hakeli Esa'om, Yashmi Emes Tvaroi, Asher Yilmadun Yirosi, Kol HaYomim, Asher Himchayim Alo Adamah, B'Yaspenehem Yilamedun. The day that you stood before Hashem your God at Chorev, Chorev is another name for Sinai, when Hashem said to me, gather the people to me, and I shall let them hear my words, so that they shall learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and they shall teach their children. So, don't forget the day that you stood before Hashem at Mount Sinai and heard his words. That's another one included in the six remembrances. Remember Mamad Har Sinai. Remember the stand at Sinai. That's number three. Now, is that a mitzvah? To read this or to say something in order to remember the stand at Sinai? Is there something formal that we do to remember, to mark the giving of the Torah at Sinai?
Shavuos.
Okay. Shavuos. We have a holiday for that. So would we say it's annual? Would we say it's weekly? How often do we have to remember Mamad Har Sinai?
Daily.
Where?
In the prayers.
Where is it in the prayers?
It's in the Amidah.
Where is it in the Amidah? That we got the Torah at Mount Sinai? I would like to contend that this is the most common, the most frequent remembrance, because it is no different than the mitzvah of studying the Torah. And my source for this is Pirkei Avos, the third chapter, Mishnah 10. Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol HaShokheach Dovar Echad Mimishnaso Male Allah Hakasu Kilu Mischayev Benafsho. Anyone who forgets something that he learned from the Torah, he is committing a deadly sin. Shenemar, as it says, Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmar Napshecha Meod, and he quotes this verse, beware of yourself and greatly beware of your soul, lest you forget these things. And it's referring to the verse of the giving of the Torah. So I once heard the question, it was asked, this is talking about forgetting what one studies. It doesn't say if you forget about Mount Sinai. And the answer was, when we study Torah, we are spiritually, virtually, standing at Mount Sinai, and we're hearing the word of Hashem. And to forget what we are learning is to forget to stand at Mount Sinai. And that is why we may not forget our learning. We are constantly standing at Mount Sinai. Now, how often do we have to study Torah? V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, it says. You shall study it day and night. So it's constant. Whenever we're not doing anything else that is pressing, we should be studying the Torah. And so I would contend that this zechor is the most frequent. We have to be constantly remembering Ma'amad Har Sinai because we should be constantly studying.
Then we fulfill the Niyam Midah. Blessings over the Torah and then the three verses after.
Okay, and the Shacharis, right.
Shacharis, yes.
Correct. And the first thing we do in the day after our preliminary brachas is we make a blessing over the Torah, and then we recite at least a verse from the scriptures and something from the Mishnah and something from the Talmud. That's correct. And also when we say the Shema. Yeah.
The Hebrew term that's used for lest you forget, the term forget.
Tishkach.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to get at, I want to know what the real meaning of it is. How is don't forget different from remember?
I don't know if it's so different. One's just a positive form, one's a negative form. Sometimes the word zachor, the sages tell us that by saying zachor, it wants us to say it verbally, whereas don't forget is, of course, in the mind.
Is don't forget, like you were saying, this is like the most frequent application.
Mm-hmm.
When you remember, you're supposed to be calling something to mind,
mm-hmm.
which may not have been there, and it's not like you have to have it there all the time. Necessarily. Whereas do not forget might mean that you have to have it on your mind all the time. Don't let it slip.
I mean, remembering implies that it's okay to forget it in the interim. Just remember it.
Yeah, every so often remember it.
I see what you're saying. I don't know if it's maybe, it may not have the same exact meaning as the word remember as we say in English.
Well, I wasn't
the
sure.
Zahor might mean keep it in mind.
Yeah, okay.
Which I would think that all these six remembrances are of that magnitude. Even though they differ in terms of how often we have to say it or we have to declare it. I think that's what the Kabbalah is saying, that we really shouldn't ever forget these things.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I realize you can't amend the Torah.
Yeah.
The Jewish people have suffered great calamities. The greatest calamity was the Holocaust. That should be in the liturgy somewhere.
According to most authorities, that is part of the remembrance of Amalek. Because Amalek represents all of our enemies, all the anti-Semites. Amalek is the worst of them. So, in a sense, that's what it's saying. Don't forget, and I'll get to this when we pull this all together, but don't forget our enemies, absolutely, and what they've done. That's correct.
Tisha B'Av is remembrance for the Holocaust, as well as the other catastrophe, which the destruction of Beit HaMikdash and millions of Jewish people killed in the time when the Romans, and it comes with the Amalek doing the same thing, because World War One was started, they say, on Tisha B'Av. The World War II and the Holocaust is related to Tisha B'Av, according to what I learned in one of the time series.
Yeah.
But there's another day in Judaism, Yom HaShoah, there's official days, but that's separate from Tisha B'Av.
Right. Okay, but it's all subsumed. That is a very good point that you're saying. Okay, we have three more. The fourth one is Shemos, the only one in Shemos, 20, verse 8. This is a very familiar one. Zachor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. Is that a mitzvah? How often?
Daily.
It is?
Oh.
Because daily?
Yes, when we say after the Olenu, we say Hayom Yom.
Very good. Because you say today is the first day of the Shabbos. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. The Ramban says what you're saying, that every day we fulfill this by saying what day of the week it is until Shabbos. But that is not halachically mandated. It is not a biblical commandment to say the Psalm of the day. It is a custom and it's part of our liturgy, so it's important. But what is biblically mandated is to make Kiddush on Shabbos, particularly on Friday night. And that is the fulfillment of this Zachor. So we would say that remembering Shabbos is a weekly obligation. Mm-hmm. Okay? So far we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering the Exodus, is twice a day. Amalek, once a year. Remembering Mount Sinai, all the time. Remembering Shabbos, once a week. And then, the last two, Zechiras Maaseh Ha'egel, remembering the incident of the golden calf. That is found, Dvarim 9:7. Zachor al tishkach, remember, don't forget. Es asher hiktzavto es Hashem Elokecha b'midbar, how you angered Hashem in the desert. L'min hayom asher yatzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the day that you left Egypt, adbochem ad hamakom hazeh, until you came to this place. Mamrim hayisa mim Hashem, you have been rebels against Hashem. Now here it does not specifically say the golden calf, but if you look in the context of this chastisement, this is in Parshas Ekev, you will see that that's the incident that Moshe is recalling. And so it is known to be the remembrance of the Maaseh Ha'egel, of the incident of the golden calf. Okay, so that's number five. Here is a, actually remember something negative. Remember what you did to anger God. So is that a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to read or to state or declare that we built the golden calf? Do you know such a mitzvah that we do formally, besides studying about it in the weekly parsha? So this would not be a formal mitzvah. It certainly does not require us to say anything. So we would say that this is a remembrance just in the mind. It's not even a mitzvah to declare. The sixth thing, the final one, is chronologically, again, this happened after the others, is recounted in Devarim 24:9. Zachor es asher asah Hashem Elokecha leMiriam baderech betzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem your God did to Miriam on the way when you were leaving Egypt. I forgot. Can you please refresh my memory, God? What happened with Miriam? She became a leper because she spoke about Moshe. She spoke Lashon Hara. She was talking with Aaron, is really the two of them. Only she turned leprous, but they were talking about how Moshe had just divorced his wife, Zipporah. And he said, I cannot remain married to you because I'm a prophet on call 24/7. And if I would be impure, which I would be if I was married, then I would not be able to receive prophecy at any time. And so they thought that, look at him. We're also prophets. We're married. And Hashem actually chastised Miriam and Aaron for speaking that way about Moshe, because Moshe is different than they are. His prophecy is, in truth, any time. It is without any warning, without being transformed into any kind of a trance, or like the other prophets, his is direct, face to face, and therefore he is quite different, and they should not have compared themselves to him. But as a punishment, Miriam received saras, and it lasted for a week, and the Jewish people had to wait until she was healed to go travel further. So that is one of the things that we have to remember. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim writes in his book on Lashon Hara that any time a person speaks Lashon Hara, he violates this mitzvah, because he's forgetting what happened to Miriam. He forgot that it is a no-no to speak Lashon Hara. So this remembrance is really about Lashon Hara. Number five is about the golden calf. Number six is about Lashon Hara. And similarly, there is no mitzvah to say this every day or every week or any time. It's just, don't forget. Be careful. So this one's not a mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah when you violate it, but it's not a mitzvah to read the remembrance. Okay, so to sum it all up, we have six things that Hashem is calling after us. Don't forget. Remember how you came out of Egypt. Remember what Amalek did to you after you came out of Egypt. Remember how you stood at Mount Sinai to receive the Torah. Remember Shabbos. Remember the incident of the golden calf. And remember the incident of Miriam's leprosy when she spoke Lashon Hara. What is the take home from this? So I'm going to rephrase them in more contemporary terms. I don't know if I'm improving or if it's detrimental. If you like it so far, you can leave it at this and say the Torah says remember, so let's remember. But it seems to me that what these six things do is that they give us quite a special summation of who we are and what we're all about. And in this order, remembering the Exodus from Egypt, remember that we, the Jewish people, have a special relationship with the Creator of the world. He turned heaven and earth upside down to take us out of Egypt. That is unique. No other nation had this. And remember that you are Hashem's special people. Before anything else, He hasn't given you the Torah. Just the fact that He scooped down, He made miracles, He split oceans just to take you into His arms and make you His special people. Remember that. You are special because you have a relationship with God. Remember that that special relationship with God caused hatred among the other nations. Remember what Amalek did. And it's interesting. Amalek didn't attack us when we got the Torah. He just attacked us when we came out of Egypt. In other words, what the nations hate, what they despise, is the fact that we have been chosen by God to be taken into His arms as His people. Remember that. Remember that that is going to be always the case. And also remember that their enmity will not bear upon us unless, as we saw in the incident with Amalek, unless we falter in our faith. Because that's when Amalek attacked us, when we were weak, as it says in the Parsha. You were weak. And in the Parsha where it really happens, it says, they question, is God among us or not? Vayavo Amalek. Amalek came. So, remember, they will hate you, but nothing will happen to us as long as we remain strong in our faith. Remember that with this special relationship came a special mission and a special obligation and responsibility. That is number three. You stood at Har Sinai and you heard God's word and He gave us the Torah. He gave us our orders, our marching orders. He gave us our special mission. Remember that that is the price that we have to pay for this special relationship. Remember Shabbos. Shabbos represents the fact that after everything is said and done, with this relationship, God lifts us above nature. Shabbos is above nature, above time. We cease all of our natural processes and activities because ultimately we are in Hashem's arms and we are above nature. We don't operate at the same rules of nature. We don't rise and fall like other nations. Other nations reach a point of extinction. That doesn't happen to us. We are not subject to the vicissitudes of world events and political things. Hashem takes us where He wants us to go. And remember, that's what Shabbos represents. Yisrael is above nature. And remember that we have a tendency to get off course. We have a tendency to make golden calves. That is to thwart the relationship and to thwart the mission. Being unfaithful in the relationship is one thing, turning to someone else and disregarding the mitzvah. So remember that. It's all nice and good to know that we have this special relationship, we were chosen for it, and that we were given a mission. But remember that we have a tendency to veer. And also remember that our most volatile tool, which can either be the greatest tool or the most dangerous weapon, is the mouth. That is where our power lies. Our power lies in our mouth. In a positive way, through tefillah, through prayer, through words of kindness, or chas v'shalom, to be destructive, as in Lashon Hara. That is our main weapon. We're walking around with this high-powered tool here. Remember that. It's important enough to be one of the six remembrances. And so there they are. And it's interesting, if you had to put a, I don't know if it's more important or less important, or just some are more necessary to be reinforced or not, but there seems to be some type of a differentiation. The mission, the third one, Mamad Har Sinai, has to be constantly reiterated, as we study Torah constantly. The remembering that we have a special relationship, as in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, twice a day we have to remind ourselves. Shabbos, that we are above nature, once a week. That we are constantly under the scrutiny of other nations, at least once a year. The other two, I think that since they talk about our weaknesses, therefore Hashem, in our honor, didn't say, go out and broadcast it. You know, we have a tendency to veer. You don't have to go out and say that. You don't have to go out and tell the whole world that we speak Lashon Hara sometimes. Just remember, keep it in here. You don't have to say it. The other ones are the positives, and therefore they should be declared in varying scheduled times. Anyways, that is the lesson of the Sheish Lechiros. It's an incredible thing that even though the whole Torah is speaking to us, and Hashem is speaking to us through the commandments, but he's also like that father or mother who, just as we go out the door, a couple of things, just don't forget these things. So these are the things. One of them is right here in Parshas Ki Tzetzer.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.